And this portion of the Morning Mess brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial out of Mineral Point. We're going to be talking with retirement planning expert and author, Michelle Bertram. Michelle helps you create your dream retirement using her dream retirement process. You can go to the website, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Blogs and free resources available there. Michelle Bertram and retirement. Michelle, what's on your mind today? What are you thinking about this morning?
Yeah, well, you know, I've had lots of questions in the last few weeks and about the market and what's going to happen with the new president. And I just thought we'd kind of go for a quick market update. Last week actually was one of the best weeks since 1985 after a presidential inauguration. So since Ronald Reagan. So the markets responded well to most things. There's a lot of underlying positive growth policies that the market responded well to. And then this week we see a big kind of drawback, and a lot of that had to do with AI tech. So a lot of the tech companies experienced some pullback, a lot of it again revolving around AI and the cost and the amount of money companies have spent into AI, and then kind of a threat of China coming out with cheaper versions of AI. So that's caused a lot of havoc in the market this week. We'll see how it works out, but it was really, again, the tech companies that caused a lot of the downturn this week, although it's kind of starting to settle out. We'll see how that works, but again, a lot of underlying policies for growth in the market that's responded positively, and we will be talking more about this. We'll always, in February, we'll be planning our State of the Union, where we talk to Guy, our portfolio management team, and look at what they saw for 2024, kind of recap what we thought at the beginning of the year, how it worked out, how they're invested, and then how they see 2025 going and how they're going to be investing accordingly. And so we wanted, if you want to be on that call, if you want to hear that, again, I think it's great insight on whether you use our portfolio managers or not. It just talks, again, about what they're seeing. I know some of the trends they saw last year, and it's continued this year, and we've saw it in the market. We've also saw it in any of the green money that's linked to global funds, as the U.S. has performed better in the more recent years than a lot of the global indexes have. But they'll be talking about what they see coming up. And so we'll have that scheduled here in February. And if you want to be sure that you get the information to that, that you have the call, the recording, and any market updates we will put out, which we'll be having our fourth quarter market update published here soon. Just go to our website at creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Again, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. And be sure to sign up for our newsletters, as all the market updates, any calls, anything will be announced and available through the newsletter. So you might want to make sure you sign up for that, as there's some good things that are going to be coming. And if you have personal questions, you're like, man, I just really don't want to sit and listen to something. I just have a couple questions I want to get answered. You can always give us a call, because I know sometimes that's just the easier way. We can easily jump on a call, answer some of the questions, and help make sure that you're confident in your retirement plan or your retirement portfolio for 2025.
And again, that website is creatingyourdreamretirement.com, and you can hit the resources button. It just pops up right there. And I'm sure that other people have been talking to you about the fact that, 2023, portfolio increase across the board on stocks is like 20% or a little bit more. And then 2024 was just a little over 20% again. And so the issue becomes, when it's great that everything is going to continue, but you mentioned it, and you know, the word that I think people are using with the stock market is volatility. And so I'm sure that a lot of people are saying, hey, maybe I should cash in or make some changes in my portfolio at this time. A lot of people have been thinking about that.
I think it's always, and I think a lot of times for us, it's people at certain ages, as you're getting closer to retirement, that's a big concern. And so what we do often is, even though, like I just mentioned, overall markets, we look at individual portfolios, how they've done, and really where's your risk to it, because it's not all kind of created equal. Just because the market was up doesn't mean every portfolio is up the same, nor does it mean they all react the same on the downside, which is, again, where most of our clients have concerns, is if the market goes the other direction, what's their risk? You know, so we started the year with quite a few risk assessments, just kind of going through that and giving people clarity on where their risk is, and that helps make the decision where we might be invested, but be invested in a more risk managed approach, or a lot of this time we're taking at least some off the table And using some fixed or green money strategies where you can't lose that portion due to the market, it's a great bond alternative, and especially held up well in 2022 when bonds were down, you know, double digits as well as stocks. So, yes, that's always a question and a concern people have. And while we can talk about the overall direction of the market, yes, there can always be volatility and things happen that we just, you know, don't foresee coming. And so you want to make sure that your portfolio is set up to handle that risk and make sure that your retirement's intact no matter what happens.
And the other thing is that if your money's in a qualified retirement plan, what is a huge advantage, I don't think people, we don't stress enough, but I think is very important is that you can make that change. You can buy and sell and there is no immediate tax impact on you because it's all inside a qualified plan. Is that correct?
Exactly, yes. So changes inside the qualified plan do not result in any tax consequences like that. And so it is a good opportunity. And, you know, that said, we have just had some conversations, too, with others. We can flip to the other side on the fixed side. Fixed rates are, you know, they're not at their peak anymore. They came down a little, but they're still relatively high. And if we just look at the talk, there's not talk about raising rates anymore. It would be lowering them, which affects savers, you know, obviously the fact which affects savers, you know, obviously the facts like what your rates are in CDs. But even through this time, you couldn't guarantee a high rate for more than about a year, most often a couple of years. So now but the higher rates do tend to favor better growth options in the green money that we've talked about before. And so we've done a lot of that too, is repositioning some of the risk into green money where you still have opportunity to get gains. We're looking at about 4-7% annual average without the downside risk. And that's been very popular too, again, in retirement accounts to eliminate some of the downside risk and still take advantage of growth when it's there.
All right. Very good. That's Michelle Bertram here today from Bertram Financial. Again, go to the website, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Click on the resource button, or you can call her at 608-987-1511. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial out of Mineral Point.